What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode here on the show. This is another quick tip episode where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process, right? Because those things, my friends, are what it's all about. It's why we do what we do. So this is part two of the episode that, or the last quick tip episode I did last week, talking about your ad stats and talking about your ads are running. What do you do? Okay. And so just to recap what we talked about last week, we talked about optimization. That's really what we're talking about in this whole conversation here. And just again, if you've not yet listened to last week's quick tip episode, which is part one of this conversation, which is called quick tip Facebook/IG ad stats deep dive. That was part one. Make sure you do go back and listen to that one. Okay. And I recommend listening to that one prior to listening to this episode, because this is part two of that conversation. And the reason I broke it up into two different episodes is because this is a big topic, right? I don't want to overwhelm you, but I also want to simplify it down into a few different things that I recommend that you do when it comes to looking at your stats once your ads are running. Okay. And so just to recap what we did talk about in the first episode, I reminded you, number one, that when you're optimizing your ads, this is an art, my friends. Okay. What you're trying to do is you're trying to paint the picture of what's actually going on with your ads. And it's not easy when you're early on in this game. It's not an easy thing to open up Ads Manager and look at all the stats that Facebook makes available to us and try to make sense of everything. So number one, give yourself some grace, give yourself some a little bit of a break. If you don't know what you are looking at per se, when it comes to the stats, it gets easier over time. And the more that you do it, it's going to get easier. Okay. Last week, we also talked about how I recommend customizing the columns for your ad report. We talked about attribution window, what that is and why it's important. Now, just a reminder there, if you want to deep dive into attribution window, what that means, what it's all about, I do an episode here on the show. I don't remember exactly what number it was, but fairly recently, within the past couple of months, where I do a deep dive into attribution window, what it is and why it's important. Okay. Then we get into how I like to categorize metrics. And I put them into two different categories, what I call primary metrics, and then what I call the secondary metrics, or what I like to say are the troubleshooting metrics. And the primary metrics are the stats that are most relevant to your objective. So for example, if your campaign objective is conversions, meaning you want people to register for a webinar, if you want them to opt into your email list or lead magnet, inexpensive sale, and so forth, your primary stat, the number one stat you want to look at, is the cost per result. So in this case here, it'd be cost per conversion. Okay. Then looking at things like the number of conversions that you've gotten and the money that you have spent. Okay. Then we also talked about return on ad spend and so on. So I don't want to harp too much on that right now because I did dive into that last episode. But today I want to share with you and dive into the secondary stats, or the troubleshooting metrics that I like to, as I like to call them. And these things are things like the click-through rate, the link click-through rate. I'm going to break down each one of these here coming up. Link click-through rate, the landing page conversion rate. So what is the conversion rate of the people who are clicking on your ad, landing on your registration page or your landing page, and actually taking the action that you want them to take? Then we like to look at things like frequency. Okay, I'm going to break this down here in a minute. Ad relevance and also impressions. Okay, so the first thing, going back to click-through rate. Now, just a caveat here, this is the link click-through rate. I don't necessarily care about the all click-through rate. I want to know what the percentage of people who saw my ad and actually clicked on it to go to my landing page. Okay, I'm going to take you through some benchmarks here in just a minute. And the reason that click-through rate is important, because we want to know what the percentage of times that people saw your ad and actually clicked on it. And why is this important? Well, this is telling us how relevant the ad that we have created and we're showing to the target audience that we have chosen. So is the messaging, is your offer, is your hook, is your image, all that stuff, is it grabbing the attention of the target audience that you have chosen, right? Is it relating to them? Are they relating to it enough to click on it? Then the secondary metric, the troubleshooting metric, is the landing page conversion rate. This is the number, the percentage of times that people have converted on your landing page versus the number of people who have landed on the page. So what is the number of people who have clicked on your ad, actually viewed your landing page, and then actually, I'm saying actually a lot, then they converted. So they registered for your webinar. They opted into your list. They purchased something. What is the landing page conversion rate? And I'll share some benchmarks here in a second. Then we have the frequency. This is the average number of times that a person has seen your ad. Okay. If the frequency goes above 4, I believe it's time to refresh your ad. People often ask, well, how do I know when I need to refresh my ad or make some changes to my ad? Well, you got to let the stats dictate that. You have to let the stats dictate the actions that you are taking. And that's why we're talking about what we are today. Then we have the ad relevance. And this is the updated ranking scores, if you will, that Facebook has rolled out to replace the relevance score. And they have three different ranking categories, if you will. So quality ranking, engagement rate ranking, and then the conversion rate ranking. Now, for the quality ranking is how your ad's perceived quality compares to other ads competing for the same audience. And so I'm going to just read through the other two here and I'll give some, you know, give a little commentary on this here. So engagement ranking is how your ad's expected engagement rate compares to ads competing for the same audience. And then the conversion rate ranking is how your ad's expected conversion rate compares to ads with the same optimization goal competing for the same audience. So what I want to point out here, so three different categories, if you will, quality of your ad, the engagement rate, so the expected engagement rate, and then the expected conversion rate. And it's compared to other advertisers who are going after the same audience as you. So if you have low scores for each one, and Facebook rates these as average, above average, or below average, then that's going to affect your delivery, how much delivery you get. It's going to affect your costs. It's going to affect the performance of your ad. So you're trying to get average or above average, but if you get a below average, it's not the end of the world here, right? Just like relevance score, which was a score of 1 to 10, it's just one piece of the puzzle, right? You want to let the other stats kind of dictate exactly what you're going to be doing as you optimize your ads. But the ad relevance is something to be looking at. Again, it's not the end all be all. If you have below average on all three, that's probably not a good thing. You need to make some changes, right? But if you have below average on one or something like that, I don't think it's that big a deal. Okay. By the way, you see these scores, if you will, the rankings at the ad level in Ads Manager. And then finally, the other secondary metric or troubleshooting metric is I like to look at the impressions, which is the number of times your ad has been shown to people, right? This does not mean unique people, but it's the number of times your ad has been shown. Okay. And people are actually seeing the ad. Okay. Now, you might want to know, like, all right, cool, Rick, I have this. I get it. Secondary metrics. Why I call them the troubleshooting metrics is because these stats help you paint the picture of why your primary stats might not be as good as you want them to be. So if your cost per conversion, your cost per result, when your objective is conversions, is like $20 and you're used to getting a $5 cost per lead, well, something's going on there. So now we get to dive into the stats, dive into these secondary metrics to try to figure out, and again, paint the picture of what's actually going on here. Okay. So let's look at some quote unquote good results or some sort of benchmarks to go for. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I did an episode, a quick tip episode recently about the danger of comparing your stats in your business, whether it's your ad stats, whether it's your sales strategy, you know, your sales call, closing rates, all that stuff. It's really, really not a good idea to be comparing your stats that you're getting in your business to other people's stats, because you never know what's going on in their business or what kind of funnel they have set up, or, you know, they're in a different niche. It's a really slippery slope to be comparing yourself to others. And when we hear, you know, what others are getting, and if you're not getting as good, quote unquote, as they are, that can just ruin you, right? That can just really derail you. And so I share these stats right now, these sort of benchmarks to be shooting for, to I want you to keep them in perspective, because every niche is different. Your stats are going to be different from somebody else's, and so on. Okay. Now, with that said, everybody always wants to know, Rick, just give me some general benchmarks. Here they are. Okay. And this is what I think. You might hear from somebody else something a little bit different. This is what we've found over the years. Okay. And I've been doing Facebook ads now for almost 10 years. So from a cost per lead perspective, a cost per result, when your objective is conversions, meaning you want people to click on your ad, go to your external landing page and register for your webinar or to opt in for your lead magnet or, you know, that sort of thing. All right. I would like to see maximum around $12 for cost per lead. Now you might be listening right now. You're like, Rick, really? $12? I would never pay that much. Cool. But just know that the cost per lead costs have gone up over the years. You know, not too long ago, this number I would say would be $5. Then it went up to like $8. Then it went up to like $10. I would say if you're under $12, you're doing pretty well. Now, with that said, it's really about, and I've talked about this in the podcast before, knowing what it costs you to acquire a customer, and also what is the lifetime customer value of a customer in your business, because that is going to dictate what is quote unquote a good or poor cost per lead. And again, I get into that in other episodes here on the podcast. Now, you might also be thinking about, I would kill for a $12 cost per lead, especially if you're in like the B2B space when, you know, a lead is going to cost you, maybe it's like $60. Cool. You'd kill for a $12 cost per lead. That's why it's all relative, my friends, right? If you know roughly what your cost per lead should be, let's just say you on average get a cost per lead of like $6. And the results that you're now getting in your campaigns is like 3x that $6. So like, let's just say you're getting some, you have some $18 lead costs in there. That's a little, you know, it's those are outliers, right? They're about three times what your expectations are. I would be looking at your stats, pausing that ad and testing something new, whether it's a new hook, whether it's new, you know, ad copy, a new image, a new video, target audience, that sort of thing. Okay. When it comes to cost per click, I'd try to be shooting for, you know, max a dollar. Now, again, this is a very general statement. It all depends on conversions, all depends on sales, because you might be paying like $4 a cost per click and your sales are crushing it. Well, cool. As long as the numbers work, go for it. But if you're like, Rick, just give me a cost per click, if you can do under a dollar, maybe under $2, you're doing pretty well. And again, that's going to be all over the board. Some people might, no way, Rick, I'm getting like, you know, 15 cent cost per click. Awesome. As long as the numbers are working for you, carry on, my friend. Click-through rate on your link, click-through rate, at least 1%. Now, I had somebody recently tell me, they were showing me their stats, one of my mastermind members, and they were getting like 0.85. And they were getting really good cost per lead, but they had shut off the ad because they were like, wait, you told me like 1%. Well, okay, yes, at least 1%. But if you're just below that and the rest of your stats are good, continue, carry on, keep going for it. If your click-through rate's like 0.05 or something like that, different story there, right? So with that said, I'd like to see at least a 1% click-through rate. And then finally, on the landing page conversion rate, I like to see at least 20%. Now, this is not for a sales page. This is for a free, you know, register for a webinar, opt into my lead magnet, that sort of thing. 20%. That means at least 20% of the people who are landing on your registration page or opt-in page are actually taking the action that you want them to take. Okay. Now, as we start to wrap up here, there are some things that I want you to be thinking about and some tools that you can use within Facebook's Ads Manager there to get some additional stats, right? So the breakdown menu, and again, I want to keep this short. I want to keep this high level, but give you some solid stats to be looking at that are going to help you paint the picture of how well your ads are doing. So you can, it can help you make some decisions on what to do with your ads once they are running. Okay. Don't forget to use the breakdown option in Ads Manager. This is the drop-down menu that is next to the performance column on the right-hand side of your Ads Manager. And when you click that breakdown, you can break it down by delivery. And so then you can look at, you know, your stats according to age and gender. So if you're targeting men and women between 18 and 65, it will give you a breakdown of your results by gender and then by age range, which is really cool. You can also look at like placement. So if you've chosen all placements, you can do the breakdown option for placements and see where your results are coming from. Oh, I'm getting all these results from Instagram stories or Facebook's mobile newsfeed and so on. So don't forget to use the breakdown option to be looking at these stats as well. Okay. And so I could talk forever about this. This is really, you know, honestly, a several episodes that we could dive into stats here, but I wanted to give you some really solid information, very simplified information that will be enough for you to get really much better at reading the stats, knowing what you're looking at, so that you can make more educated decisions about your ad campaigns. And you start to scale and optimize your ads from there, meaning you're killing the ones that aren't doing well. For example, if you want to do that, there's other strategies there about like leaving them going. I mean, again, there's we can go in all different types of directions. But what I wanted to do here for you was break this down in a very simplified way, two-part series here, and you know, give you enough information to make some educated decisions without overwhelming. And hopefully I've done that here. All right. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And let me know if this part one and part two quick tip series, if mini series, if you will, was helpful for you. Or if you're like, Rick, that just confused me even more. Shoot me a DM. Let me know on Instagram at Rick Mulready. All right, my friends, I do hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Coming up on the next episode, what do we have coming up on the next episode? Let me take a quick look here. And a really good one. We're going to be talking about defining your version of business and life success with my very good friend, Mel Abraham. This is a killer episode, and I can't wait to share that with you. That's coming up on the podcast here. Thank you so much again for listening to today's quick tip. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.